From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was wet, it was cloudy, it was cold in Washington, but thousands of scientists turned up anyway. There were demonstrations in support of science across the globe on Saturday, in keeping with the Earth Day holiday. Here in Washington, Joe Rahm, the founding editor of climateprogress.org, said what he called science nerds have made a huge difference in our modern world.
So nerds were crucial to founding and building this country. Nerds can do anything if we work together. We can save the climate with nerd power, but only if we defend science from attack. After all, climate change is reality, not reality TV.
In London, demonstrators marched from the Science Museum to Parliament Square in Westminster, holding placards supporting science. In Berlin, organizers said about 10,000 people marched toward the Brandenburg Gate, holding up placards that read "Facts, not feelings," and "We love experts, those with evidence." Organizers of the international event say it's the first step in a global movement to acknowledge and defend the role that science plays in everyday life. Another bloody day in Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says one person was killed and at least a dozen others injured in an airstrike on a medical facility in Idlib province. The observatory said the airstrikes targeted a cave that housed the rebel-controlled Abdin medical facility. Elsewhere, monitors said warplanes believed to belong to the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group struck targets along the Euphrates River. This is VOA News. It's election day in France, and French expatriates across the world began voting Saturday in their country's presidential election. Here in Washington, voters were casting ballots at the French embassy, and Marianne Hart was one of them. She says all the people who live where they are at any given time have an expat experience, have a more open perspective towards the world, and in some ways better for international experiences, and so that influences their vote and their openness to others. 11 contenders are vying for the Élysée Palace this year. Four of them, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, François Fillon, far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, and former economy minister Emmanuel Macron, are considered the front-runners. The top two vote-getters on Sunday will face off in a runoff scheduled for May 7th. The polls are opening in France on Sunday morning. The United States and Australia urged China to take a greater role in pressuring North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons program. Speaking to reporters at a joint news conference in Sydney Saturday after meeting with Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said that all options remain on the table, but that the United States is quietly confident in China's role.
We're encouraged by the steps that China has taken thus far. That being said, we also wanted to make it clear that all options are on the table.
Turnbull, for his part, said China should use its economic leverage to force Pyongyang into compliance.
China has a leverage, an ability to influence North Korea that far exceeds any others. Their economy, the North Korean economy, is entirely dependent on China.
Australia was Vice President Pence's fourth stop on his trip to Asia. It also confirmed that the Trump administration would honor a controversial refugee deal with Australia under which the United States would resettle 1,250 asylum seekers. The death toll in an attack on an Afghan army base in northern Afghanistan continued to rise Saturday. Militants disguised as Afghan army soldiers attacked the mosque and the dining hall at the base in Mazar-e-Sharif on Friday. At least 140 Afghan soldiers are confirmed killed. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani visited some of the more than 100 wounded in the hospital on Saturday. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, the deadliest against Afghan army troops since 2001. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.